You can be my wingman anytime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Film Sack. This is Film Sack Bonus Sack, and we're watching Rumble in the Bronx.
Woohoo!
Yes, very woohoo. Before we get to the movie, and I know people don't like us dingling around talking a bunch of stuff before we start the movie for these bonus sacks. And honestly, guys, it's been a while. We haven't done one of these since Batman and Robin.
Speed?
Oh, first of all, I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. There's Randy Jordan.
Did we do one of these for Batman and Robin? And I wasn't.
No,
there.
We didn't.
No.
Well, I promise you, Brian Ibbett, you will be there when we.
Well,
do.
we did Batman the movie. That's what it
Batman
was.
Batman 1966. Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Batman and Robin. You would remember the nipples and things. That didn't happen.
I remember the one from the 1960s one.
Holy great Batman! It's a great with holes in it.
So this is our fourth.
This is our fourth bonus sack. That's correct. And I'm not going to rattle them off because that would be dumb. But we've done
impact speed.
Yeah, check them out. They're on the site. There's a link just for them. That's also in the feed as normal. We're doing Rumble in the Bronx, and I'm very excited about it. This is a movie that I've seen, but it's been a long time, so I feel like I'm kind of coming at it, you know, with some lost memories here. Just quickly, Randy, you've seen this, I think, multiple times, right?
I have seen it multiple times, but I've not seen it in the last 10 years. So, you know, I had my Kung Fu phase, and I saw it. I remember when this was released in theaters. It was a... you know, an unexpected hit in Hong Kong, so they added some scenes. They, you know, Englishized it.
Yeah,
made it. You know, New York. I think the original title of the film is Hong Kong Rumble. I think, which is weird because it's all filmed in Vancouver.
Oh, it is. But, once again, a Vancouver film.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I saw it in the movie theater in 1996, and then a couple more times. I think I have it on DVD somewhere, but I've not seen this movie in so long that I only remember two things about it, and I promise you they're going to come out of my mouth. I know they're going to come out when we get to those spots in the movie.
Lovely. I haven't seen it in about that much time either, and I remember seeing it in the theater in 96 as well. Brian Dunaway, have you seen this movie before?
No.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
We like that.
Virgin.
How about you, Ibbett?
The year was 1996. I had just gotten a shiny new quarter from my grandfather and took it down to the moving pictures to get some popcorn.
The moving pictures. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Have you seen the movie?
I saw this in the theater, and I think I've seen it once since then, but also certainly not in the last 10 years.
It's got most excited about the West Side Story-ness of it. That's very exciting to me. Randy, you were going to say?
For Brian Dunaway, who's not seen the movie, how many Jackie Chan movies have you seen, and how would you describe your
almost all of them? This is one I've been meaning to watch, and I just have not. I knew it was a good one, and I just haven't caught it. Most of the other Jackie Chan movies, I'm not gonna lie, I see on TV.
Mm.
It's like I'm running along, and all of a sudden, ooh, it's Jackie Chan, and I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's not normally the kind of thing I really collect, but I love Jackie Chan, so yeah. Here is a great opportunity for us to do this now. Here's what we like
Super Cop.
Super Cop is cool.
Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this like we've done the others. We've got a point at which we've paused the film, and you'll notice this film is not only available via DVD and other formats, but it's also available on Netflix streaming. So if that's how you're watching it, here's what we're doing. Take the movie to the point that there is at the very beginning, the Miramax Films logo comes on screen. And how you know this is happening is there's like a camera that pans up and the buildings behind it start to fade out while Miramax fades in. As soon as it says Miramax Films, because the word films comes in a little later, as soon as it says that, that's where we're paused. So pause this show right now. Get it to that point where it says Miramax Films, completely no buildings in the back. Pause it and then hit restart. All right.
Don't hit restart. You already hit play.
Don't hit restart.
No.
What am I saying? The
collective anxiety out there. Can you feel it?
Welcome
Thank
back
you,
to
Brian.
The show.
I'm so glad Brian Dunaway made that
every
joke.
Time we do this, I think our instructions get more and more
I know,
complicated.
It's kind of ridiculous. I just don't know how else to do it. But here's what we'll do now. You've come back. Welcome back. We're going to hit start resume play of our videos that are all queued where yours is when I count to three. And so here it goes.
So wait, are we hitting on three or after three?
You're going to hit it just after three because of
I don't know,
lag.
Ray.
Wait, just after three? Just, so like one, two, three, bam?
One, two, three, bam.
Okay, so really
and I'm going to go
gonna
one.
Say,
on,
are you going to say
on
bam?
One, we'd hit it on four if there was a four.
If there was a four, you'd hit it on four. Thank you.
Okay. That's great.
All right, so here we go.
Okay.
Oh, wait, did I say 1, 2, 3 or 3, 1, 2? I think I said 1, 2, 3. Okay, here we go.
We're all seeing the Miramax films.
Right.
Yes.
So right. Here we go. One.
I see Jackie Chan.
Shut up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you hearing music?
I'm hearing music.
Like flute music.
We're good.
Bomb.
Now the trick will be, you guys can't hear this, right?
Yeah. New Line Cinema.
We can't hear yours.
No. Okay, good. Raymond Chow, Golden Blah. Okay, this will help people see. We're just seeing Jackie Chan's name now.
Yeah, just came up right now.
Just
disappeared.
How do you turn the volume down on the? Oh, there we go.
Brian Ibbett, I would like you to narrate the entire film for us.
Could you do that?
Anita Mui.
In Lost.
Hey, nobody's name is Yip. Francois Yip. That's Francois a fake Yip. Name.
French or a Japanese name.
That's not
music
real.
By J. Peter Robinson.
There's nothing real about Francois Yip. Give me a break. I mean, I know in Hong Kong, because I spent some time there, everybody has fake first names, American names, like Kevin and Jim and stuff like that. I'm seeing a lot of that here.
Yes.
They do that for tech support.
Oliver Wong. Yeah, they do.
Hello, I am Debbie. I will be helping you with your tech support problem today.
Leonard Ho, come on.
What if somebody living in India who has a Dell computer calls Dell for tech support, and then both parties claim to be from Georgia?
Then there's trouble afoot.
Mm. So I'm in Georgia too. Where are you?
Is this set in, it's supposed to be in New York, but it was filmed in Vancouver.
New Line added on 2 scenes of New York stuff, like that Statue of Liberty to, you know, help you.
Rumble Kennedy. In the Couve just didn't sound as good.
Right, yeah. The Couve. Rumble in the Lower Mainland.
Rumble in the place everyone films their stuff.
Couve sounds dirty.
See, like, I've walked through those doors right there many times flying into Vancouver. Many times.
Hey, wait! You wake up!
So wait, I'm trying to hear. Are they doing English?
Yeah.
Damn, he says. Damn. I gotta turn that up. I'm only hearing Chinese.
Yeah, it's just Chinese. Why would they speak English?
Oh, here we go. Scared me, dude, for half a second. Yeah. I was really nervous. Is that New York?
That's New York, yeah.
Why is that?
In my version, they're speaking Canadian. Oh, good day. Hey, you want to stop by Tim Hortons? Oh yeah, that'd be really good, eh?
So wait, that's Vancouver?
No, that's New York.
Okay. So they're using a lot of either stock footage or B-roll or whatever.
Right, yeah. Yeah, after the film was successful in Hong Kong, New Line went back and added in this stuff.
Yeah.
Why do Chinese people always drive like those old trucks with the wooden beds? Is that just me?
No, they have a ton of them.
Wouldn't you, Brian Dunaway? I mean, if you could have that truck, you'd drive it.
I don't know, but look at that padding inside that truck. That is awesome.
When I was in Shenzhen, everybody had one of those trucks stacked high with rags. Mm. Just stacked to the ceiling with rags.
Rags.
Why does this guy talk like an anime character?
He was excited a while ago, too.
Actually, that's a variation of angry acting, right? It's like overly happy acting.
I'm really trying hard not to do the ding pong thing this episode.
I'm pretty sure
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Really have.
Now, did Jackie Chan dub his own voice in this?
Yes.
Oh, we did. Let's see. He's going to say something. Nope. He's just going to nod his head. Well, he's young here.
Yeah, he is.
Youngish.
Clothing.
Oh, that is him. Yeah, that's him talking.
Mm-hmm.
I love his voice. This guy, seriously. Ooh. See, when I saw this in the theater, I wasn't sure they were actually dubbing. I kind of thought it was a weird combination of both. And maybe it is it? Oh my gosh, look at him go, dude.
Yeah, this is obviously filmed before he broke his leg.
Obviously.
Well, because all of his stunt scenes in the parts of the film after he broke his leg, they use trickery.
Oh, sped up
that
film.
That kid broke his leg too.
Yeah.
So this is the Timmy character. Right? Every movie has
God
Timmy.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. His name is Danny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really, Bobby?
Okay, is that Vancouver?
Yes.
Ooh, the Sport Mart.
That's interesting. You'd almost have to live in either one or both places. Is that a game? That's a Game Gear.
Yeah, it is a Game Gear.
Game Take Gear, it. Dude.
He didn't Without have a cartridge, though. No yeah. cartridge. The kid just looked at it, too, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Here you go, kid. Here's a dead battery cartridge-less game machine.
Enjoy looking at the Sega logo for a while.
Well, not very long. The battery life on that thing was so bad.
Mm-hmm. Why are they shaking? What's that pimp guy looking at like, no.
Where?
The guy with no paint on his brush.
Oh, right.
I rub this spot with my brush for hours and the white never goes away.
Oh, yeah. The community store. Yeah. It's all coming back. He likes not her, but the young one. What's with the, he's wearing, he's got some, what's his name? Miami Vice jacket action here.
It's a little bit large for him.
A little.
It is.
I wonder why.
Do you think his foot's Celestial broken here?
Seasonings right there behind him. Made here in Boulder, Colorado.
Sleepy time tea right there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen my brother Matt up close?
I have.
He still looks like Jackie Chan to me. He's, right. He's shaved his head now, but it's weird. He's always kind of looked like him to us. Oh my gosh, interracial kiss. They're breaking ground here.
It's like Uhura and Kirk right here.
Oh, big time. Now what's she talking? Ooh. She's talking English. Okay, I remember this kind of hybrid thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when they had this in Chinese for Chinese audiences, did they overdub her voice then with Chinese?
Oh, I'm sure they subtitled it, right?
Right. The film was filmed in Chinese, but you're right. She probably acted in English, and then she was subbed and dubbed in the different languages. A lot of different languages. Not just, you know, one Chinese language either.
Oh, mm-hmm. There she is.
Cantonese or Mandarin.
She got a sweet mullet. Is that what that is? It kind of is.
She spins me right round, baby, like a record.
What?
Summer is our peak area.
Oh, okay. I have a hard time understanding what he's saying.
Who has a huge mirror in
mullet,
a grocery store?
Mullet good, teeth good. Yes, good.
It's not a mirror. It's a security glass.
I know, but it's huge.
It is.
Don't they have
that mirror is going down.
They have a story point with that mirror, right? Where he's mm-hmm. scratching his butt or something in front of it or flexing.
That's why we got the big jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, four jugs of Weiler's fruit punch.
Six jugs.
That's that Dickens cider right there.
You can only get that in Vancouver, man.
Dickens? Yeah.
Oh, look, see, time to flex in window.
Nice.
He's wearing his pants are a little high for my taste.
Well, it was the mid-90s.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Was that a thing? I remember trying to wear them low.
Right before the waistlines all went way down.
That's why all the rappers. Oh, no, that's right. He's popping a zit in the. Oh, my God. So sick.
Oh, that is crossing so gross. Eyes.
Oh, and she's just laughing. Can't wait to hook up with this guy. Oh, that's foul. Popping a whitehead.
Oh, I'm very attracted to him.
Okay, Randy, what's that? What's that building? Is that something famous? It's just a parking lot?
Downtown. Okay. What's funny is Vancouver's Chinatown is really amazing. It's beautiful. It's huge. And it's perfect for this film. But there is a film shooting here right now where Chinatown wasn't good enough for them, and so they've made a huge Chinatown facade.
Oh, really?
It's the weirdest thing ever.
For the movie.
Yeah.
So is it streets and vendors and all that they made up?
Yeah, but it's not exactly in Chinatown. It's a little ways away from Chinatown.
Dude, she should have faked like she's popping a zit to really embarrass him.
You gotta run, no. Really sick.
This guy reminds me, just when I say this about anime, every anime has that crazy old man.
Yes.
He's totally that in this.
Like,
go Speed Racer!
Yeah.
He's from like Ranma.
Hey,
Open. He kind of is the old man from Ranma.
Open is English. Well, I guess they're in New York. Duh. Party here tonight. That's inviting. That's very inviting.
Party here tonight. Billy Joe Help.
Isn't he working on mid-50s now, Jackie Chan? He's must pretty, be. He's. I think he is. He still looks great.
Oh, yeah, seems like it, yeah.
When, oh, my gosh, these two. Just get a room. Mustache on Chinese guy. No good.
Really?
Doesn't seem right.
What about the Fu Manchu?
That's worse, because that's all kind of racist and stuff. But that, like a normal, like, horrible mustache on a Chinese guy. Oh, here we go. These gangs are the worst.
No,
what the crap's that guy driving?
Something to look for is in the stunt where a bunch of these bikers fall down later.
Yeah.
A lot of stunt people get injured.
Oh, Jackie Chan's tiny panties things. A little one piece.
Oh, it's like a one piece of onesie.
It's
oh my gosh.
It's a onesie.
Dude.
Probably smells like waffles.
It's a T-top onesie.
Yeah, little kids. Every kid has one of those and they all smell like waffles.
You have to get it down in Chinatown.
Oh, here's some Chinese or some English.
English.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, like Christine Applegate
versus Liv Tyler.
I wish this is what gangs were like.
Right?
56.
56 years old?
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Gonna see too much. Woo, that was close.
Yeah, I almost saw his nut.
Dude, look at all the extra crap on their bikes and trikes and ATVs.
Oh, the blonde's going down, dude.
Mm-hmm.
She can't win.
Oh, here's the pot.
Is that what that is?
I don't know what that is.
Hmm.
Dirt bikes will not do that.
Here's what I want to... Dirt bikes right. Like that do not exist.
How did they determine where to turn around? I didn't see it like a... Oh.
Why would that just slow you down? Or do you have to ride the cars back?
Somebody's going to be pissed.
Hmm.
What was it? Why don't you just take the street? Be faster.
See, this is why we want public surveillance.
Oh no, his fancy thing.
His fancy car.
Oh my gosh, the uncle is a sleeper, man.
Wake up, because you're gonna be able to get out there and move that car.
Right. So okay. These gangs are just what Chinese people think we have over here, aren't they?
Yeah.
That seems man, pretty
this this is why insurance is so expensive, right there.
I can see your go-to.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Oh, you made me lose the bag of money.
No.
She looks familiar. I've seen her in something else.
Hmm.
I don't know what. And I'm not just saying that because Asian like women all Nellie look the same. Yep, I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
Is that Francois?
That Francois Yip.
That was Francois Yip. And he's out there in his little
teabag onesie.
His teabag onesie?
Teabag.
Oh.
Teabag.
I see teabag onesie.
And shoes? He managed to put shoes on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He's that's Jackie up Chan. Close.
It's Dream Girls all of a sudden.
They also, Americans, they sing when they go down the aisle, right? That's how they do it.
Yeah. Now, she was in that TV show that I always watch.
Which one?
Family Matters?
It's always Family Matters.
What's happening?
It's either Family Matters or What's Happening. That cop really was from Family Matters, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
From Die Hard. The mm-hmm. one that killed the Amish guy. Book.
Oh, my goodness. This wedding was based on the book Push by Sapphire.
This is lush, a lush wedding.
What's he wearing?
Yeah, what is that? It's AIDS Awareness Week or something? What is that
thing? That's a dragon awareness.
You have to watch out. Flaming dragon awareness. Yeah,
you have to watch out for dragons and be aware.
Oh, he did. Good. I need a new car after a mystery thing happened while I sleep. Pyong, is that his name?
Well, Uncle Bill.
Well, no, the other, the Jackie's name.
Oh, Kyung.
Kyung, okay.
Kyung.
You know what? Can I just remind everybody how awesome he was in the new Karate Kid? I loved him in that.
You know, I haven't seen it. Everything. Tristan got that for Christmas, and I haven't watched it with him yet.
Camel toe.
Wow.
Bad.
Gross.
Somebody call Egypt. They're missing a camel.
So that lady we were just talking about, Anita Mui?
Yeah.
She passed away in December 2003.
Really?
The one that was the girl gangster?
The grocery girl. No, the grocery girl. The girl gangster is the Francois Yip.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, look, matching shirts. Isn't that sweet?
Francois Yip.
What'd Born she, in Vancouver.
What'd she die of? 40. Yep. That's early, man.
Very famous singer, apparently, in Hong Kong.
Let's see.
Cervical cancer.
Oh, that sucks.
Isn't that horrible? That's
horrible. That's the worst. Oh, good. Hide that camel toe.
Right?
They're running over out there. They're just running over crap. Look at...
Well, that is what... You just don't have to wear that extra clothing in the summer.
They have the stupidest gang outfits.
Huh? Francois Yip was in Caprica.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why she's familiar. I watched almost
Desiree,
all of that.
She was Desiree Willow in two episodes.
She's trained with stuntman Bruce Fontaine, regular wushu classes. I don't know what that means. Ooh, maybe they'll use the mirror. Are they going to use the mirror? He's going to pop a zit.
So...
Oh, sick. What's his name? I want to find him. This girl's cute, this Francoise. Yep. She's Betty.
My name's not Nancy.
But just look at him. There's nothing intimidating about that guy. Maybe him a little. But that guy?
Try to catch his name.
He's like from Future Sport. He was the bad guy in Future Sport. Oh, yeah. Because
you ain't getting it.
This girl's pretty, dude. Francois Yip is good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I love how he bedazzled his jacket, though.
He's got more bedazzles on his jacket than the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. That was a terrible halftime.
Yes, it was.
They belong in a studio.
What's yeah, it was the lackluster Eyed Peas. Plus, half of their stuff wasn't working.
Oh, this is great. Que pasa?
Que pasa? Kind of far away from home, aren't you?
Goal or touchdown.
Safe.
That's the one I was looking for. Safe.
Oh, Jackie Goes to Town.
Love Jackie Chan.
Okay, so this was made in the 90s, right?
95, once again, yes.
Okay, so I just wondered. I didn't know if it was like
fast back then.
A late export or something, but.
Because of the Pepsi cans, the throwback Pepsi.
Oh my gosh, dude. He is so awesome. But right. So he wouldn't have been, he was in his 30s, I guess.
Yeah. Not here?
Yeah, it'd have to be if he's 56.
So like 39.
Yeah, almost 40. Oh.
Oh.
What?
He said it in whatever they speak.
Chinese. I'll beat you up each time.
If you come here again, I will beat you up again.
Yeah.
Oh. This is where she makes the move. Chris Tucker.
No.
Is it Chris Tucker?
This is the beginning
of... Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
This is the... You're saying that's where those movies came from?
There's the impetus of Rush Hour right here.
Rush Hour...
Look at that walk.
This big old yellow radio. Looks like a Cylon head.
Rush Hour Zero, we'll call that. That sign seems to indicate there is a semi-naked lady down there.
And a party.
That's right.
What is she doing? Oh, shut.
She's
the
got
thing.
Those little robot
she's
hands.
She's going to land a plane.
All right. He'll come take care of it.
I wonder how many hours look at this. To restack all those Pepsi cans.
Oh, this girl's a wimp.
She's strong enough to hold herself up.
She's the Chinese Shelley Duvall.
Popeye, right. Oh Popeye!
She's in the Chinese remake of Brady Bunch.
So who's this movie's Bluto then? It's not the worst dub job I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely not. Why is there always bread and grocery bags in movies?
In everything,
something has to stick out to indicate that it's groceries.
Bread.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so there's always.
Why isn't she leaving?
Won't she be trapped in there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, maybe she lives upstairs. She lives in the add-on apartment up there.
Stereotype.
Yeah, look
hookers.
At your bread.
Stereotyped.
Way stereotyped. Yeah. All of a sudden, Grand Theft Auto is happening over here.
Yep,
that's actually more Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah,
my gosh, man,
it's a random world event. You got to go decide what you want to do here.
Listen, we're even getting some Final Fantasy random world event music.
Oh my goodness, what are we?
Not the bread.
Why does he have to pretend he's the police and rub his butt?
all policemen have itchy butts.
Like he's got a gun.
How you doing?
Oh, dude, what was that about?
That's Francois Yip.
It was a trap.
This is not cool. This is not cool, man.
Jackie Chan is never trapped. Oh, dude.
He's great, dude.
I love how he uses all the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like nowadays when you watch a transporter film, you're so used to this. It's so amazing that there was nothing like this before he came along.
No, it's true. It's invented the. I can't wait till we're going to sit all the way through the bloopers, right? Not the bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We got to watch that.
Credits.
Yeah.
Because that stuff's great. And I think they have some like grunge, like 90s music.
We got our go-karts outfitted with LEDs. We're a gang.
Like rope lights, right?
Hey guys, we're a gang. I'm wearing pajama pants.
Yeah, keep eating that fence, dude.
I there are a generation of Chinese who think that this is America.
I'm telling you,
film was originally called Hong Kong Rumble.
So it was set in Hong Kong, though?
Yes.
With all those open and closed signs and all that?
And with the New York streets and everything?
The black lady and all that?
Hong Kong still belonged to England.
They had a lot of soul-singing black ladies in England.
So, Randy, is this one of the memorable bits for you? This is from 10 years ago. This was one of the scenes I remember more than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say his name was? Angelo?
Angelo.
There it is. Garvin Cross. Guy looks like... Daniel Craig now.
Kind of does a little. Angelo.
On IMDb, he does, man.
That guy right there saying Easy Angelo, he died too.
No.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, Mark Ackerstream.
Did he die from... Start
calling this the Rumble in the Bronx Curse?
Actually, he died making the Crow TV show.
Oh my gosh, I remember that Crow thing.
The Crow Curse.
Yeah, the Crow Curse is bad. Angelo.
He was on a set near an explosion and a piece of flying debris hit him in the head.
What's his name?
Mark Ackerstream.
There he is. But that is a terrible way to die.
Mm-hmm. I know.
This is a terrible way to attack somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That is not very effective.
No, it's not.
It's certainly not as effective as they're portraying here.
Yeah, but if you think about the fact that he's doing that stunt for real, where shattering glass from real bottles or hitting the wall, I assume they're real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it makes it kind of awesome, but only on that note. Like, it's not a story awesome. It's more like a Jackie Chan kicks A awesome.
He's got a baseball shirt underneath there. Love the layers.
Dude, these guys are really overacting.
Oh, dude, check out the Check out the S&M gear back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
And the sweatshirt with three fists on it, three orange fists.
Yeah, yeah, it's Orange Power.
Orange Power.
He's a member of the Orange Panthers.
Well, go with him, Angelo, you dumbass. What are you
Angelo
sitting
was
around?
Quite a dumbass. But they just leave Jackie. It's not, that they
it,
really
it was
did
a
not
party
get what they
until
were
he
after.
Pushed the girl, and it was over.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Still no cartridge.
She has a normal life with her brother Jimmy or Timmy. What's he playing?
Because I'm pretending to play this.
Who is the football player on the wall? Who is that?
The Game Gear is huge. Look at that. That's the size of a portable television. That's in fact, it had an add-on, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, you could get a little portable television player for that.
Yeah, almost. I remember almost getting that. Oh, the 90s. Who's who? The girl or the kid? Or Angelo?
Angelo.
Did we lose Randy?
No, I'm here. I'm just flummoxed right now. I'm that this conversation is so inane.
He's a nice guy, really. He gave me this crappy Game Gear with no cartridges and no battery.
The walls in this place are so unusual.
Mm. I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could live, if I was a single guy in some loft apartment, I could live in there.
What if you were a single gal with a little brother?
I don't know. She's kind of hot, though.
Mm-hmm. That's Francois Yip.
She's still hot.
Mm-hmm.
Recent photos confirm.
Oh, yeah.
Francois Yip, still looking good.
Yes.
Who's Mr. Mago? Oh, Mr. Magoo. There's a Mr. Magoo.
It's Mr. Mago. That's awesome.
Oh,
five, five,
oh,
five,
never
two,
mind.
Two through three.
Never mind. Ah!
Oh, my.
Oh, that's horrible. That's some serious bottle action.
Is that like a pie symbol on the wall? What is that? Some doing some graffiti math? No.
It's the square root of no.
The square root of no is yes.
It is. It's like the leftovers from Big Bang Theory were left.
I'll kill somebody.
Yes.
I can't find it.
Twin Towers.
Oh, here's a
wow.
Garvin Gross. Oh, wow. He's older now. He was in Watchmen and iRobot and Fantastic Four and Inception. Angelo's gone stunt on guy. To some stuff.
As a stunt guy, though, right?
Oh, it looks like you're right. It's all stunts.
Oh, when he wakes up, he'll want to eat a sandwich.
Tron Legacy. A-Team. 2012. He was
they couldn't find a bigger blanket.
Who's that? Garvin Gross you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done okay for himself.
I swear he's using Daniel Craig's photos.
Hey, Lost Boys connection. He was a stunt coordinator for Lost Boys, The Tribe in 08.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see if anything else here.
All right, now, you got to make sure you notice the cuts on Jackie Chan's face. Because really, this whole movie takes place in the space of like 2 days.
Yeah.
Those should not change.
Oh, his last two acting credits, Caprica, he played a security guard, and Marmaduke. He played a fireman. Did some Stargate.
We're going to see something again. I'm tired of seeing his junk.
Right?
Painkiller Jane.
Ooh, look at that.
Hey, Nightmare Before Christmas. Street.
Who is Kalis Shah in Battlestar Galactica? That would be interesting. I don't know.
You cannot drive street bikes in the city.
Yes, you can.
It's interesting that...
Those aren't Caprica. Street bikes, Brian. Those are excited bikes.
Excited bikes.
Caprica, obviously, all the Battlestar Galactica stuff filmed here in Vancouver, but so was Marmaduke. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. That explains why these people are just getting working. Dude, Vancouver is the land of let's make movies. It's amazing. Oh, dude, watch your nuts. I forgot. The scene where he breaks his foot, that's when he jumps on the boat barge thing, right?
Yeah. He has a jump onto a. Is it onto the hovercraft or something else?
Dude, that guy was
there's
pissed.
There's a hovercraft in this movie?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That guy was pissed at Jackie Chan for jumping over his car, but not at these dirt bikers driving over it.
That's right. Well, Jackie actually went into the car.
Yeah.
That's a personal space violation.
See, here we see those helmets and go, safety first. And Hong Kong, they're going, yeah, so this these are cool.
So this is filmed after the broken leg, this scene. Because he's really making use of it.
Oh, right. Good point. And you can kind of see the big puffy foot
before,
shoe.
Before, after.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Woo. That is awesome, dude.
That's great. I'm guessing he's really hurting. Yeah, this is what you watch these movies for. F the gang. They're stupid.
This was actually the first Jackie Chan movie I ever saw. I'm trying to think. Wow. You know, I didn't see any before this.
I saw Drunken Master 2. And
I think Super Cop was the first. Hey, don't beat up the Indian.
It's like a, how are like the village Mexican people going to sing? Indian.
Yeah, know it.
I actually saw them in some kind of order because a friend had all of them. So like the first one I ever saw was called Young Tiger. It's from like 1973.
Oh, wow.
Number 36.
And yeah. Number
30. Oh, see, this is just nuts. Do not insure this man.
Or do insure him. Just insure him for a ridiculous amount of money. You have a payday coming.
Yeah.
Over there, there's a walkway goes to the other building. Aww.
It's so weird to see him. He just looks like my brother. It freaks me out still. Uh-oh. I wonder if that huge truck full of balloons is going to fall over, or balls.
Balls, yeah. That's what I'm wondering.
Okay, now when you get to see exterior like horizon shots,
yeah.
Ask yourself, where in New York City, where in the Bronx do you get to see those kind of mountains?
Never.
That's the happiest truck ever.
Look at that Pokemon collection.
Get out of my balls. This is the weirdest gang.
This is a weird gang. Yeah. Very multicultural, though.
Yeah. It is. Thanks they actually a lot, accept dude. Everybody. Yeah.
They're not dividing on racial lines.
Oh, see, dude, I hope you're happy for ratting out Jackie Chan. Now your whole ball collection is going off the side.
Yeah, that's New York for sure back there.
Right? Look at the mountains.
Oh, sweet stunt, though.
That is a beautiful special effect.
Oh, that's great.
That's not a special effect.
I think those are dudes. I think they did. They chuck a truck off the edge, or was that all miniatures?
They had to. No, that was real.
It looked real. I hate New York.
I hate New York.
That's why I live here in Vancouver.
Oh, got a hard hat. Grab one.
Great. Angelo's dropping trow. Oh, sick.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I did not need to see that.
That's way more than...
Stop it.
Jeez.
Oh, man. That's Moses. I thought we were going somewhere else with that.
I thought so, too. I thought that antenna was going deep. I thought Angelo's going to be able to pick up FM.
Better reception,
There is the stunt that was shown a billion times on commercials right there. He actually did that, folks.
So crazy.
Wow.
That was the real deal.
And that limp has to be real.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure the blood isn't his.
Just keep rolling.
Look at this guy. Could be an accountant by day, gang master by night.
That's right.
Well, over here in this late model LTD freaking piece of crap.
Where are these guys?
Yeah, what? This is a different kind of gang.
Oh, look at that. You only get that if you sell enough Mary Kay.
Whoa, look at the... What happened to Friggin?
Dude. The Bronx is full of factions.
Apparently so. I want to play this video game.
This is a great video game. I want to level up my level 22 Jamaican open shirt.
Okay, so Jackie Chan is obviously a rogue. He's all evasion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is a gang mostly of feral druids.
Totally. Ooh, look at Stripey over there.
Mm. It's like they raided Corey Haim's Lost Boys wardrobe.
Right. Seriously. It's really half Lost Boys, half Road Warrior.
Yep. In Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there he is again.
Oh, Angelo talking smack.
Whoa. Oh, there goes that Mary Kay vehicle.
Dude, they're just destroying so many cars in this movie.
One guy's not, dead. Did you see him?
It's not Rumble so much as, you know, Smash Town.
What's going on, eh? What you saying, eh?
Eh? Why is he wearing his pajamas?
Oh, no. The Rastafarian is injured. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Stealing his gold.
Oh, this is where this is the trouble. This is the trouble.
This is the MacGuffin.
Just turn away. Just turn away. Walk away.
Yeah, just go away, Jackie.
No one's going to judge you.
Okay, these guys are feds, I'm guessing.
Do you guys remember that?
Whoa.
Holy Moses.
Okay, they're not feds. They're mustachioed. We're the three-piece suit gang. Look out.
We're dressed well.
Yeah.
So there was a shop behind them on that street called Hi-Fi Sound. When did we stop caring about high fidelity?
That guy's familiar. Who is that guy?
He does look familiar. He's one of the white gangs.
He's the white tiger, yep. Is that what they're really called?
Yeah.
In the credits they are? Weird.
What's in it? Nothing.
Diamonds.
So that's what Tarantino had in there.
Yeah. 20-sided dice.
Quick,
shove it. Ferracci.
Shove him up your A.
Whoa.
Don't get in front of the other guy. Jeez.
Rick Ferracci. Oh, you know, we just saw Rick Ferracci in Time Cop. He was the mullet-headed thug.
Suck your mama. Is that what that says?
Dude. Angelo. I guess, you know what, it's kind of cool when an actor does stunts.
Yeah. I was Angelo guys, he's pretty freaking good. I mean,
he's not bad. His acting's terrible, but whatever.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because that's a great idea.
Oh, I remember now. Worst shot ever.
Stormtrooper shooting lessons.
Ooh, I like that gun.
So now the diamonds are in the kids thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Trope alert. We hid the treasure where the hero least expects it.
Yep.
Uta. Malcolm X. What else we got on the wall here?
Sweet.
Laura,
stash.
Your
tits. Nice mustache.
Roxanne.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
Love your tits. Whose tits? There's our boobies. Love your tits, Roxanne. Did you see that?
No, yeah. All right. this is the blue cop gang.
All I have is my sweet mustache.
The cops look like...
Is it a crime to have a mustache this sweet? Then I'm guilty.
Cuff me and take me in. All right, Billy. Or Timmy. Danny.
Now stop and walk. Stop being a wussy.
Louie.
That is a big spitwad on that wall. Look at that thing.
Nice. Nice Dang. Top she's wearing.
She's a hottie.
Almost wearing.
I don't recall this thing with her.
Must have leg braces.
Oh, that cushion have some kind
almost
of jewel.
Almost discovered the treasure. No, he got interrupted.
Trope alert.
Trope alert.
Aww.
Oh, now we're going to get the cushion switched up.
A bunch of pictures of motorcycles on the wall kind of haphazardly. Just whatever.
Oh, it's funny because earlier they were all arranged like perfectly.
Whoa.
Does that hurt? Jeez, there's some
That room is a little bothersome.
It's funky, dude.
Funky. She's a hooker.
Yeah. This apartment was designed by a blind person.
She stay out all night. Give hummer to client.
Hey, he's wearing a Homer Simpson shirt.
Yeah, Bart Simpson.
Is it Bart? Oh, yeah. Bart Simpson, something.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts, yeah. This would have been about heyday for that.
Yep.
You're a British market? Oh, you're a pretty smart kid. Got it. Sound like you said, you're a British market. Oh, hubba. Dude, Nancy.
How you doing?
Because I lost half my clothes.
All I got are these shorty shorts.
And this shirt I got at Men's Warehouse. It's a little large.
That huge shirt goes with Jackie Chan's huge sport coat.
That's right.
They're slowly building a...
They're building David Byrne's outfit.
Oh, no, just kicked the diamonds under the couch.
Couch. Oh, man.
Shush. Oh, shite.
Oh,
come
no.
on. Like, he's not been using a wheelchair long enough to know to not fall.
Well, no, that cushion completely threw off his balance.
Oh, Danny. Hey, it's Fred Thompson. Nope, not Fred Thompson.
Look at the size of that cigar.
Look at that.
Tell you, man. Looks like he's behind the editorial desk.
Smoking a Yule log.
A Yule log. It's like a Duraflame.
He doesn't even have any lines. He just got shrugs.
Listen, I've been to America. I know what kind of cigar they have. They're this big.
This movie gave me cancer.
Yeah, this movie.
Nice.
It's so the bare, it's the bare bones police chief stereotype.
We've got to get back to the mullet parade.
Yep. Another sweet mustache. Oh, well, they just let Angelo go.
Yeah, they had nothing on him.
But he has like gang ties. And
meanwhile, in New York.
Meanwhile, back at
back in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Back at this pre-establishing shot we had earlier.
Yeah.
You know, he's the only one that has not changed costume the entire time.
You ever notice that when people use flashlights in movies, they're always pointing the flashlights at windows instead of where they're looking?
That's a great trope.
Scott, did you do that that vandalism back there? Scott with the three T's back behind him?
Three T's. Yeah. You know what I should do every time we see one? I should just play that right into the commentary.
That's right.
Let us know. Okay.
I have these made at Quick Print.
They do all my stationery.
Hey, Tom Selleck.
Keep searching. They just keep.
What are you guys doing?
Keep looking at the floor. Oh, oh.
Oh. Thunderdome. One woman enter, one woman leave.
What did the midget on the back of the dude keep saying in Thunderdome?
Who runs by the town?
Oh, yeah, who runs? Yeah. I love that. That's on streaming as well, by the way.
That's a any of the Mad Max films would be great.
I like
the you know how the best dance clubs are no frills dance clubs, mm-hmm. it's just a DJ and a dance floor and a bar.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This is a frills dance club. This place is called Frills.
Anything with a cage and a lady in it qualifies as Frills Club.
Not only, it's very meta. It's a cage in a cage with a tiger.
Like crap, that is so
that can't
dangerous.
Be legal.
That's
it cannot be legal to have a tiger in a dance club.
Is that Francois Nip or whatever? Jip, sorry. Gif, I don't know.
Yep.
Hi, Siegfried and Roy are my boyfriends.
Oh, we like the white tiger, yeah. The white tiger bit my face off.
I love that.
This is before
move.
Victoria's Secret made this popular.
Mm-hmm.
That's a French cut, man.
Now she's all happy and smiley with him.
Yeah.
Have been accounting all day. Crunching numbers.
I drink a beer with my gloved hand.
I'm trying to be fake gangster man.
If you stare at these guys' costumes too long, you start to see the band Poison.
Yeah, I can see
they
that.
Start bleeding through.
Oh, Jackie. Oh.
Oh, Lord.
No, he's neutered.
Bestiality. He's neutered. It's pretty good dubbing, dude. Sometimes even the Chinese looks like the words.
The table. It bothers me.
Like when they dub a movie, they kind of try to do that, right?
What smells like feet?
Uh-oh.
Like the right dialogue specific to how the lips are moving.
Mm.
Oh, he looked familiar. Last time I seen him, I threw a bottle at him.
The enemy.
Hey, guess what? Hey.
What's funny is Scott keeps reverting to Ding Pong
for
the guys who look vaguely Asian, but then their voices are really, really Midwestern, you know?
Yeah, like, hey, what are you doing, buddy?
We got to go get that guy.
I was trying not to even do ding pong, but I can't help it.
Oh, she just can't hold on to her shoes.
Whoa, dude.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Look at those guys in their jammy pants.
That's right.
When are bikers
going to learn not to put their bikes all together like dominoes?
The answer is never.
Trope alert.
Pants up to your chest alert.
You talked me into it.
Whoa, something's happening.
Someday I hope to get to New York.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow, no. That was a rough edit.
Yes.
Really rough. The pacing is...
Potato chips with an E.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Potato chips with an E.
Oh, dude.
Oh. That can't be good for the bike either.
Nice.
These guys don't
have... Look at Julio here.
Oh.
Just grab two of them randomly. That's
right. Pardon me, is that a gangster in your trunk?
How does a motorcycle riding away from a shelf make the shelves fall toward it?
I don't know. Because they're dirt bikes. And as we know, all groceries behave funny around dirt bikes. Oh, my gosh.
So the ice cream seller right there, very famous Hong Kong singer.
Really?
Yep, making a cameo.
Oh, really?
Aw, look, she went from being a slut to like a really nice girl.
Look at this guy's costume.
Where did he Angelo's. Get all that? Awesome.
Well, if we're going to the park, I got to dress the part.
White pants need to make a comeback, dude.
Wow.
Oh, not my gosh, Angelo, dude.
Terrible.
The kid just moved his legs.
Yeah, he did. He just totally picked him up.
Yep. I'm not buying it.
He's just going to, you could just spend the whole movie with him randomly mugging Jackie Chan.
It's pretty much what he's doing.
It's like he stole that sweater from Julia Roberts. Oh.
My gosh.
Mm.
Oh, I love that guy.
Nice hair.
Wood chipper, dude.
Nice.
So that's where the Coen brothers got the idea. Chips.
So the way
that guy right there was in Time Cop.
So wait, the way they're getting him. Oh, they're going to put him in the chipper. All right.
Yep.
I was just thinking, all they're going to do is just rain wood down on him.
Oh, this is the bad part.
Look at these mountains.
They're not going to do it, are they really?
Oh my
heck, dude, they did.
I can't believe they did that. Oh, they should have totally showed.
I agree.
What are they going to show coming out? Like strawberry shake?
Blood.
Yeah, blood.
Mm-hmm.
Blood chips. I've seen
tomato
Fargo.
Paste.
So that's your friend back there in the chipper then?
Yeah.
Well, that is a big course.
Mm, half of it fell out of her. Oh.
I have a drinking problem.
I never learned how to shotgun.
Oh.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah, but what happened to your store?
Jackie, what are you going to do?
I mean, you like the other girl, but this girl.
See, that's the conflict, right? She's the sensible...
Yeah.
Librarian, and the other one is like the hot, dangerous one. And I can't remember how this turns out. Who's he end up with?
The one with the job?
Her.
That's what I'm about to say. He has to end up with her.
But the other girl dances with a tiger in the cage and stuff.
Yeah.
Can't
that's not like a job,
though. He hasn't shown physical attraction to her. So
true. She likes him.
Librarian girl. Mm-hmm.
And she's got a soft spot for her brother.
Man, is that a big enough cross
I'm
you're wearing?
I'm telling you.
Hi, I'm Catholic? An extra in a Madonna video.
I'm Christian. It's huge. It's probably a weapon, dude. That girl's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, punk people making out on the street.
Yeah.
Mm.
That makes sense.
We've seen everybody so far.
It's like Santa Carla, murder capital of the world.
Look at this drug den. I'll bet New York wishes they had this.
That's right. It's a drug den dance party.
Yeah, and everyone's invited. Oh, more people making out in hammocks.
Well, everybody has such tall hair in this movie.
Oh, not the components.
Oh
and the pool
Theo's
table.
Equipment.
I think Jackie's had enough.
Sweet, dude. They're pool cues, so you know there's trouble.
Ooh, look at the pirate who was sleeping in the hammock.
You got the guts.
Oh, once again, folks. Gun. Once again, when you have a gun in a fight, do not
give it up. Okay. What's wrong with you?
I'll throw it completely out of reach just in case.
Throw it at the lingerie model.
Dude, yeah. Just beat up his own stuff.
That's right. I can destroy my stereo equipment too.
He looks like a pirate as well.
He does.
Yes.
Fisticuffs.
Look at the light fixtures. Yeah, like those aren't going to come into play.
Somebody's going to swing off of them. I can feel it. Mm. Ooh, nope.
So is this a former subway terminal that they converted into their hideout?
That's
or
did
they
like.
Just,
totally
did they just
like
steal decor from existing subway terminals?
I don't know. But there are dudes dressed as like Pocahontas-style Indians.
And then there's these random bustier-wearing women. Like every fourth person is just this woman in lingerie.
Really weird.
I like the guy with the big multicolored sweater with the... With the peace symbols all over it.
Yeah. Please don't damage the pinball machines. Please.
No doubt. Send me one.
I know.
I hate it when there's damage to pinball machines.
No, there's a pachinko back there.
Free fridges.
You never have too many refrigerators at a place.
Yes.
This is. So I keep all the beer.
Our hideout also used to be a Sears.
You know what? These stuntmen are amazing.
This is the appliance department with one random TV turned on.
Yeah.
What's up?
Ah!
That's because this stuff's all fenced. It's all stolen.
Get in the fridge.
Oh, right. That's right. Why it's a pool hall.
Right, exactly.
Dance
all right.
Party.
You can keep your TVs here as long as you keep bringing me business.
Oh, he's safe. That's he's right. Safe from any nuclear attacks. Nope.
Dude, Cheetos.
I've seen him do that before, coming through the carts like that.
Oh, bottle time.
That is so ineffective.
Oh.
He hit a guy with a bottle, and it sounded like a pan.
Yep, bong.
Let's see what we got here.
Expect his face to... No. Don't do that. I don't care how old those are.
I can't stand violence against games.
Mm-hmm. Wanton destruction. Ooh.
Video games, pinball machines. Oh, please don't be mean to them.
Oh. Oh, there's all those golf clubs we've been missing and skis.
I get it. It's a pawn shop.
It is.
They're in the storage area of a pawn shop. Yeah, a lot of skiing in New York City.
That's why they're
why don't
these
shop. Guys ever steal any swords or
right?
Something effective?
That's right.
And not a single one of them just has another gun. Like, there's not a second gun in the whole room.
Stop. I said stop.
Oh.
Oh, he found his
my
gun.
My gun said stop.
This time. This time you win.
Wow.
Take your ski and leave.
Shut up and leave. Run.
Right?
Why is this guy speaking Chinese? Anybody hear him on Chinese?
What's going on? My pants are too high. I can't tell. What's going on?
I mean, this is the Bronx after all.
Arr, you mind if I get back cruising. In the hammock?
Yeah.
You mind if I restart that nap I was having right there?
Boobies.
Where?
Mannequin boobies.
Oh. Boring.
Oh.
Man, these...
It's like the vertical hold, horizontal hold pirates.
Yep.
Oh, I get it. She wants to be able to tuck the cross into her waist when she runs.
Oh, no. Oh. Does he have him in the bag? Oh, my gosh. Please tell me he's not in the bag. And they put him in his bag.
Did someone puke? Awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Awesome.
I haven't had a puke in a long time. Why,
what made you decide? Let's everybody look in the bag. Oh.
It's like a Monty Python sketch.
They told me I couldn't leave the bags in the nearest dumpster.
Better get a bucket. Dude. I don't remember any of that.
Mm-mm.
I didn't know what to do with the bag, so I brought it to where we bring everything else we own.
So hanging on the wall are pinball platforms, like the the bases.
Yeah, yeah. Hell's yeah.
From previous takes of this scene.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Mobile home park.
This is trouble. Yep.
One of those famous New York mobile home parks.
Yep.
I'm like telling that guy is from something.
Oh, yeah, it was in Time Cop. Yeah. He was the head mullet dude that they saw that chased him through the
mall.
I got you.
The mall. Mm-hmm.
That ain't FBI. Use your giant cross to clock him over the head.
Boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, where'd he just shoot him?
In the leg?
In the kneecap.
So far, this is
that gun's hot. That gun's hot.
This is the gang to worry about, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Jackie's not really got the energy to do anything. There's not enough people in here for me to take on. Could you bring some more people in here and then we fight?
Brian, those were boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Like full on
boobies. No,
I think there was a red bikini top on
him. Oh, all right. I take it back then.
Ooh, lick that walk.
I know he didn't. Snozzberries
taste like snozzberries.
Oh, man, the things they'll do to a crippled kid in this movie.
They taste like they smell. Delicious.
What's a snozzberry? I like how they have graffiti in their apartment.
There's graffiti in the apartment that wasn't in the apartment the last time they were in there hours ago.
Acid Slayer.
I think it's a different apartment. What is that guy from? That's going to bug. Oh, you know who? Time Cop. Right, the big guy in Time Cop.
Nobody's listening, apparently, to Brian.
Let's ask that question again in about 5 minutes.
Who's the guy in the ponytail?
Randy, you're the only person left to not ask.
I'm going to. Don't worry. Next time they cut back to New York City, I'll ask.
You sure he's not the guy
went? That dude, I know him from somewhere.
I still believe. He's not that guy.
It's funny that he still has the same curly mullet.
Yeah. It's hot, dude. Just get you back in.
It's a weapon.
These aren't diamonds.
Ow.
I'm sorry.
I can fight with anything.
Ow. I wrote, that's not wrong now. It's not funny.
Oh, pow. Oh.
Yeah.
In the face.
That's what I'm saying.
Kind of ironic to hit him with a crutch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, look at that nipple tassel on the wall.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. It is. It's pasty.
It's where you hang them to dry after you clean them.
Jackie Chan. She's only got one. Mm-mm.
Dude.
Oh.
Ow.
No way he could take that.
He's pretty ugly. I don't know.
Magic wrench, dude.
Okay, then.
Magic wrench.
God, I love Jackie Chan's comedy.
And now the pictures are back to being nicely organized on the wall.
Trope. Guy digging through
diamonds
and spreading them around so we can all see it. Yeah, that's right.
And we know his stolen diamonds always come in a black velvet bag.
Keeps him getting scratched up.
That's right.
Yeah. So these guys, they're part of that white mafia thing. I'm confused about who's who. Ooh, flip phone. Dude.
There's the phone of the 90s.
Motorola. Remember when that seemed tiny?
I used to have one of those.
You had to pull the antenna out to make it work, Jackie. I had one.
Well, you didn't have to pull the antenna out, but
I always had to. I had terrible reception.
Dude, they're called Asians.
I have your Asians. If you want your Asians. Oh, come on.
I don't
kid.
Really care for them. Kids, you can have them.
Kids fast. Hello?
Yeah. Here you take the crutches. Let's not give them to the kid.
Like all parents for time immemorial, when you need your child taken care of, you send them to school.
In a cab. Cab drivers in New Coover will take care of your boy.
New Coover.
Yep. Is that the store? Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Denim jacket. 95.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
for
bad luck.
Day.
Oh,
that
bad
was
luck. That was it.
We've been working 24 hours a day for the last 18 hours.
What's he got? The diamonds?
Let's quit.
Oh, that's a third nipple. I like a third nipple on a man.
You have three?
Nope. I keep fake ones.
Wow.
That's an anime move right there.
Yeah. Well, Smarties.
All they had to do was draw some sweat lines coming off of her and it would have been perfect.
Who's the team up on the wall? Can you read that?
I'm trying. I wish we were watching High Def.
It's like Scotland or
Seattle.
Seattle. Is it Seattle? Yeah. Not that it matters. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver team or something. Hello. Listen. It's the Chicago way.
So you can hear me.
You send one of theirs to the morgue.
That guy on the right, man, he is super stretched. Oh, I missed him.
You ever lose your car keys? Junior. Suck it, Trebek.
Suck it, Trebek.
Junior. Let it go, Junior.
What's she doing? Oh, diamonds. Oh, wasn't she a little Kiefer?
Mm-hmm. I think it's pronounced Kiefer.
Kiefer. Oh, oh Kiefer.
Kiefer Sutherland.
You're going to pull the whole building down.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Anyway.
Crap, how'd they get in there and put, holy crap, how'd they not know they were doing that?
Oh, man.
Stealth chains. They're silent chains.
Stealth chains. Invention. Yeah. Ooh, that is a that thing is blowing.
Yeah, where are you going to go, actually?
She in there taking a duke?
I take him poop.
Leave me alone to do number two.
I'm making bread.
Holy Moses.
I'm making brownie.
Now, this is easily going to take another 24 hours to fix.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Holy.
Oh, that's the worst. It's got those sweet, swanky hotel glass divider things in there. Did you see those?
How is anybody going to know where the party is tonight?
Damn it.
What was the purpose behind doing that?
Is she seriously taking a duker? She is.
Yeah. She did now. She might not have been, but now she is.
Ah.
The wall's taking a leak.
Dude, pull up your trow, dude. Whoa. Well, that's
not that high.
That's requisite height for this movie, though. that's standard. That's
you might as well have done that because I don't see any toilet paper over there.
No, that big thing over there is a bidet, right? Blowing out of there.
That's right.
Listen, money penny. Who's the man now, dog?
I'm not really fond of your style, actually. It's kind of aggressive.
You can't find the diamonds in the stupid mess you left. I hope you're happy. You a-hole.
Yes. What's the... It's the hunt for Red October.
I didn't expect a Sean Connery lookalike in my movie.
Nor did you get one.
No, not really. He's not really all that close. Oh, this poor lady. She probably half loafed it too.
That's right.
Dude, get away from that unsanitary sewer pipe. Move on. Oh, Nick Cage. No.
Where are they putting it in his head? Pretty smart. You never see that.
I didn't know he was an android.
I am a robot.
Fine flock of seagulls.
Ahab the Arab.
That's right. The Sheik of the Burning Sands.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a safe word?
Are you wearing a wire?
I don't know. She feel my hair.
McGillicuddy! McGillicuddy!
Dude, New York's mountains are gorgeous.
I know.
Beautiful vistas.
Oh, there you go.
That's Brad.
Smoking the same cigar.
Still working on the same cigar.
I like a cigar that lasts for 3 days straight.
Jive talking some bitch.
I'm just glad he had lines.
Yes.
They're even treating it like the same cigar. Is that smoke finally getting to your brain?
555-258.
That's a real number. Here in Vancouver.
That's right. This is New York, British Columbia.
Hey, Kyung, over here. Come on over.
NYBC.
4.
Look at these losers.
It looks like they're in fog or something.
Yeah. Getting a little bit of a fro going there.
Wasn't that guy tied up in Jackie's apartment earlier?
Yeah. No, different dude.
Okay.
The guy with the mustache, though, maybe.
Mullet dude was, yeah.
Because they're dead. And then we ate them.
Well, then we're at an impasse.
My neck is as white as my head.
I can barely move it. I have to move my entire torso.
I play golf in a pink tutu. Come on. Does look like Sean Connery right there.
He kind of does. He's wearing the hat.
Get that scotch.
We named the dog
from the clan. Connor McLeod.
But first, let me frisk your hair.
The guy with the cigar is my favorite thing in the movie so far.
Easily.
Well, he is jeans head to toe, man.
He is, man.
That's right.
That's good, though, because he's going to be taking some scrapes. And I think this has got to be post-foot because he's kind of limping.
Come on. The further we get in the film, the more scenes are post-injury.
Because was it just a matter of not filming it in order, or was it them going back and doing post-footage shots and stuff, or what?
What? Oh. You have bad dandruff.
Oh, that's why the hair's so big.
Check the hair for a wire?
That starfish says,
heard it perfectly.
Listen. I'll show you where I'll put my gold finger.
We'll take care of him. Have fun golfing up at Whistler.
Never say never again. Tell him with your stash. Oh, have they not learned from fighting him before that this is about to break out any minute?
It's too late, but I'm going to continue to talk to you.
That any moment a can of Jackie can
starfish hurts me. Starfish has got my leg.
See, I think he's wearing that fake foot right now. Which is so cool that the guy can even.
My favorite moment so far in commentary is when Brian Dunaway exclaimed, "There's a hovercraft in this movie."
We still haven't seen it, have we?
Yeah, waiting for it.
Oh, he had to put his cigar on.
There's your problem.
It finally killed him.
You dumbass. I told you that cigar would kill you one day. What, his fat? Oh, he's wearing a vest.
A cigar caught it.
That guy looks a lot like... Never mind.
These guys are my favorite.
See, he looks like Bruce McGill there.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Without the charm or acting chops, but yeah. Well, this is the big jump. I saw him limping on his foot.
That'll get people moving. Shooting indiscriminately everywhere.
Refreshment. Information.
Oh my gosh, these guys are serious.
Here they are. Yeah, hold on.
Hover car. Go.
Would you really have a sign that says souvenir, refreshment?
Holy Moses.
Dude, awesome. It's a hovercraft. You're going
to escape. That's the way to do it. It shouldn't be hard to find. They're on a hovercraft.
Vancouver hovercraft.
Right. Shoot the big inflatable side there.
Yeah.
Okay, here's where he breaks his leg, right?
It's a hover jet.
Oh, no, but I want one.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Yep, that was it.
Oh, ow.
Yep, that's where he broke it.
I think it's actually this.
Yeah,
was it this
yeah,
one?
Exactly. Yeah, it's landing on the hovercraft. Yep.
Ooh,
yes.
Oh, yes. Dude. You can see it bend the wrong way.
Ouch. Oh, shice.
Oh, my goodness. That's a horrible stunt he just did. That's the kind of stunt only Jackie Chan would think of.
He is the man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Actually, a throwback to his that roller skating stunt he did in like a couple movies before this.
What was the movie?
It's one of the Super Cop films.
Were there more than one Super Cop? I didn't know that.
He roller skates behind a bus or a truck and buses.
I kind of remember that, but hovercraft, please pull over.
Are they talking to us?
Oh, can you imagine? That makes me want to just crap my pants.
Beautiful.
Get rid of him with your Mac 10, maybe. Is that a Schwarzenegger moment?
Dude, they're shooting a helicopter.
And I'll show them.
Oh, he's wearing ski shoes. Look at Vancouver. God, it's beautiful. Aw, poor boaters.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wonder what it's like to get run over by a hovercraft.
Dude, you got to look close at his shoes. He's wearing ski shoes. Those are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see off that jump.
And one of them's fat. The one he hurt.
People hanging out in Kitsilano.
In their socks. That's pretty hot.
Don't. Or we'll simply shoot one of the inflatable panels on the side of your hovercraft.
Just shoot it. Oh, no.
Aww.
Jackie, save the children. Actually, probably wouldn't kill him,
so
right?
Bad, eh? It would probably just give her a really bad hair.
Probably just hair go hurt and go, oh, what was that?
That thing is so bad, though. Look at that thing.
Yeah, doesn't this remind awesome. You of when you were a kid playing with G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a cool transformer, that thing? Oh, Jackie, see, he'll just fall under it.
Whee!
All right, you know what? He never got paid enough. When you know that that's him doing it, it changes everything about the movie.
Nom, 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 nom.
No, oh, ripped his pockets off.
Yep.
Sure did, didn't it? I thought they had shot that window out.
Oh, man. What a beautiful part of the world. He loves stunts on moving vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Man. He's not making enough movies anymore. I know he's pushing 60. Come on.
You got New York license plates.
That's pretty detail-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, can you imagine being here and doing that? That guy wasn't even in the web. He just got up and ran.
Wow. I guess that's why I don't shoot him. Holy Moses.
Wow. This is kind of awesome.
This is like Matrix 2. Only better.
A little better, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is still impressive. This is so freaking impressive.
Are you okay? No.
The guy's just puffing away.
He still got it.
I'm good.
That look. That was some acting. Oh.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, I love it.
So much for your Diablo.
Oh.
Oh, but it looks better now. Brush steel. Love it.
Brush steel.
Oh.
That was comedic.
Random rock concert going on.
That's right.
Hovercraft.
Hovercraft.
And the band thinks he's calling for the next song. Oh, that's my favorite tune we do.
Yeah,
Hovercraft.
Hovercraft.
Dude.
Who is that?
It's filming Yo Gabba Gabba, apparently. At this
right there, right there in the street.
Oh, he's just going to take it, isn't he? He's just going to get it in.
I'm so glad we finally found weapon.
Yeah. The medieval theme store right there on Broadway or wherever the hell they're supposed to be. Oh, that's huge.
How did he get it?
Oh, wow.
He's stealing a car. Chris Evans is pissed off. Gotta knock the
doors. Got to knock the doors. Here we go. Yep. Oh.
All right, this movie just became the best movie ever made.
Oh, sweet.
Wow. Totally improbable, but still.
Jousting.
Oh, he titanic that thing.
Good thing it was a really sharp blade. Wow, dude. Finally got the boss down.
That's great. Yeah, boss is down. Loot. He has someone right click.
This is where I'd actually continue to use that sword.
No, he lost it in the cutting.
Mm-hmm. Where's the hostage?
Wow.
Stealing cars, shooting people in the leg?
Did he just shoot him in the leg?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guy should have been more upset. He's like, okay, I'll tell you. Now that you put a bullet in my leg. No.
Yeah.
This is how Americans dress when they go golf and play a golf game. Seriously, who is dressed in 1995? Nobody dressed like that golfing. I went golfing in China once. It's the most humid thing I ever did. What? Why are they?
Because he rescued. Those are the hostages.
Oh my lord! I seriously.
We're best friends now.
Yeah, we're commandeering this here hovercraft. Yeah.
Wait, I thought. Oh, all right.
It's got a bunch of duct tape, tape on it.
Duct tape solves everything.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back at the Whistler golf course.
A little lame.
Well, that was quick. Oh no, money penny.
Sure, it's one guy, but the cops have to take the hovercraft in.
You ever F the prom queen? That was officially my last Sean Connery
thank you
line that I remember. Oh.
Oh.
Dude.
See how you like it.
Oh.
What a stunt.
Punch it, Jackie.
What happened to the trees?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, so that was it.
That's it. Wow.
All right, so let's watch this bit.
Learning how to barefoot. Doing a great job, man. He's amazing. That is just amazing.
Yeah, he's the man. Huh. Even that right there would kill me.
Yeah. Waterboarding.
Uh-oh. Yeah, waterboard yourself. Ugh. Ugh.
Dude.
Ugh.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, that is a facial.
Oh. Hold your foot. Hold your foot.
Howie.
That was just too much of a drop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, that would hurt.
Oh.
You never see these movies, him included, when they get hurt, man, the faces on people.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking.
They're showing you here bikers breaking ribs.
Oh my gosh.
Bike stunt riders got hurt bad in this movie. That's broken ribs.
Yeah, you didn't see that going to hurt. You mean riding into that pole really hurt him? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, see, and all these actors are doing their own stuff.
Yeah.
Well, not a lot of them are stunt guys that are.
It pinched him.
Ow.
It looked like it pinched his noodle, dude.
It did, yeah.
God, that was an amazing jump right there.
Whoa, yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Bill Tongue. See, like, there's this cool fake shoe that they get him. Yeah, that's so cool. Uh-huh. It looks like it's painted.
It is, yeah. It's like
airbrushed.
He's just so excited to be there.
Apparently, we're listening to a song about Jackie Chan too.
Yeah, who is this? But come on, man, you're the dude. You're supposed to know these things.
Dude, they're just barging around,
disaster,
hurting people.
Oh, really? Got him,
dude. Actually, took a nose shot.
Oh, ow! Get out of there!
Oh, ouch!
Ow.
God, every one of these scenes is Jackie Chan hurting himself.
Ooh, that was so dangerous.
Yep.
Oh, no. The crap.
Oh, gross.
Really.
Dude can't even walk upstairs.
And that's it.
Oh, wow. Nice. I am so glad I finally got to watch this with you guys.
That's pretty awesome, dude.
That was, man, I want a freaking hovercraft so bad I can't stand it.
Yeah, that's pretty radsky.
I want a little remote control hovercraft now.
Mm-hmm. No, I want a full blown one.
I really enjoyed that more than I remember. Well, it's because I'm hanging. Yeah. It's because we're doing this together. That always is better when we do that, but it's just a lot more fun than I remember. I kind of remember at the time being nitpicky about the cheese.
Yeah.
You know, like this sucks. I can't believe these gangs look so stupid or whatever. But now I'm reveling in those stupid things.
It didn't take away from the movie, if you ask me at all.
No.
I did not like that ending scene with him going. I mean, that was totally unbelievable. That the cops would go, yeah, here you go. Here's a hovercraft.
Yes. Right. You can go and solve the problem yourself.
For all the help you've given us, we want to give you the exacting of revenge. You get to go get your revenge.
And it was so abrupt. It was just like the guy's golfing, run him over. Now he's naked. We're done. Like end of film. Like all that extra stunt stuff they showed at the end almost seems like the real ending. It's like that's actually kind of what I come away from with this movie in particular. Is it's like this first major splash into U.S. markets for Jackie Chan, and it was more about don't grade us on our acting or our storytelling abilities. Grade us on all this shite he pulls off.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get agreement though that when we do the film sack film, it'll end with the four of us all looking at one another in a little semicircle and going, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I think we should end every episode like that. Are you kidding? Thumbs up all the way.
Freeze frame, thumbs up.
Most of these credits are stunts, by the way.
Yes, they are.
Or helicopters. Oh, New York unit. See what we got going on there.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the people who just had to film the B-roll stuff.
Yep, that was it. There was only like six.
See
guys.
How many license plates you can take.
You'll get picture of giant lady holding torch. Okay, we go home now. English revised. Anyway, well, there you go. Hell of a movie. I really enjoyed it. I totally enjoyed that.
I did too.
We'll end it there as credits roll out. This has been another bonus sack from the Film Sack crew. You'll want to make sure and go to the website if you're not already to check out all the bonus sacks, watch all those movies, or just listen to them. These are really fun even without the movie, so if you can't get it, it's still okay. Stigmata by Ministry, dude. When did that happen in the movie?
Don't remember that.
Wow. Anyway, oh, look, the people in City of Vancouver, British Columbia, Lindsay Moffitt, Pat Fry, Esther Phillips. That's all there was in Vancouver.
Yeah, just those three people in Vancouver.
Yep.
Right.
Good day.
Everybody else can suck it.
Insurance provided by Sedgwick Insurance. So somebody insured it. Whatever. Got to make sure to give them credit.
They're
now
broke.
Yeah. Anyway.
Out of business.
I love these, so we can't wait to do more. And love your suggestions about what movies we should do. We'll be back soon with a regular episode of the show for those of you picking this off the stream. If you're getting this later and pulling it off the site, we hope you enjoy it in its own right. Mm-hmm. Anything to say before we go from anyone? Thoughts?
There's a hovercraft.
There's a hovercraft, Brian. There. Not only that was an understatement now that I think about it, yeah. when you asked the question, there's a hovercraft. I mean, you had no idea.
Yeah, I thought it was like a scene or something. Just
Quarter of the movie.
It really blows my mind that it took us this long to do a Jackie Chan film on FilmSack. I'd be interested in what the audience thinks is the next best Jackie Chan film for us to do someday.
Yeah, really. And if it's more appropriate as a bonus sack like this, or if it's something we should cover normally, like something with funny lines to capture and more story. Yeah. I mean, is that even true of any Jackie Chan movies? Maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
Sort of.
I think any film with Francois Yip would be fine.
I'm not going to disagree. On that note, that's going to do it for us. We'll go ahead and head out of here. Scott Fletcher, he didn't have anything to say about this movie. What's something we can always get out of him? How about this?
Chit Gratifter.
That's right. Chit Gratifter. Nice. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time for a whole new show. And until then, goodbye.
Aloha.
Bye now.
Next time. Oh, there he is again.
Oh, Angelo talking smack.
Whoa.